This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, January 27th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Trump in Iowa. 45Z review finished and no decision on U.S.-EU trade deal. Trump will visit Iowa as corn growers at a breaking point. President Donald Trump will speak at America's top corn-producing state today as growers are pleading for support of year-round D15 to drive market demand amid a challenging farm economy. A measure to authorize year-round D15 was left out of a government funding package last week, leading to uncertainty around corn demand and the higher ethanol blend fuel. Without permanent access to this market, year-round D15, the long-term viability of our state's largest economic driver is at serious risk, Iowa Corn Growers Association Vice President Steve Cooper said, and Iowa Renewable Fuel Association Executive Director Monty Shaw wrote in a letter to Trump ahead of the visit, "Today we are asking for your help to finally push E15 access through Congress." What's on tap? Well, Trump is set to tour local business and make remarks focused on affordability and the economy, according to White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. He also could make a stop at the Urbandale Machine Shed restaurant and hold a meeting with ag producers, according to sources familiar with the planning. The groups also bought a full-page ad in the Des Moines Register today, which reads, "In Iowa, the intersection of economy and energy occurs at a place called E15, as well as farmers need markets, not bailouts. We are at a breaking point," Keeper and Shaw write. "Without immediate policy intervention to create new demand, we're looking at an avoidable decline in Iowa's rural economy." What we're watching? Well, Trump did not weigh in on year-round D15 during government funding negotiations last week, but any comment today could be critical momentum for the provision. The future of E15 was deferred to a newly created Rural Domestic Energy Council, which would submit a legislative proposal to be considered by Congress by February 25th. Iowa lawmakers who advocated for the provision say the higher ethanol blend fuel would support the president's domestic energy and affordability agenda by driving down gasoline prices. In addition, the derailment of the corn-based ethanol industry's top legislative goal poses a new challenge for Republicans up for re-election in tough districts this year. Two such cases are in Iowa. Republican Representative Zach Nunn and Marionette Miller Meeks are both in races against Democrats that are too close to predict, according to the nonpartisan Cook Political Report. White House finishes 45Z review. The White House Budget Office has completed its review of proposed Treasury Department rules around the Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit, known as 45Z. The biofuel sector and related industries want the Trump administration to weigh in on the incentive that was revamped by Congress, signed into law by the president last July. Soybean producers are among groups happy with a change that restricts the credit only for fuels made in North American feedstocks like soybeans and canola oil, but there are still questions on how details of 45Z will work. Another major outstanding issue is EPA's proposed biofuel blending targets for 2026, known as Renewable Volume Obligations, or RVOs. Clean Fuels Alliance America, which represents the bio-based diesel and sustainable aviation fuel industries, wants Trump to move fast in issuing both 45Z rules and final RVOs. A big question on RVOs is if EPA will maintain a plan aimed at disincentivizing foreign biofuel feedstock. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. EU Parliament punts on U.S. agreement as bloc secures India deal. EU lawmakers came out of a meeting yesterday without a clear path forward on how to proceed with ratifying the U.S.-European Union trade deal secured last year. Brent Lange, who chairs the Parliament's International Trade Committee, said that no decision was reached on the legislative procedure. He said lawmakers will revisit the issue on February 4th. European policymakers and the Parliament's leadership have said they want to approve the deal after Trump walked back on his threats to hike tariffs on European countries last week. Some lawmakers, including Lange, have said the Parliament should wait until more details are available on the Greenland deal. Meanwhile, the bloc is pushing ahead with other trade negotiations. The EU said yesterday that it had wrapped up talks on an EU-India deal, which officials are calling the, quote, mother of all deals. ITC to revisit anti-dumping duty on Mexican tomatoes. The International Trade Commission will investigate whether an anti-dumping duty on Mexican tomatoes is still needed to protect U.S. producers. In 2019, the ITC and the Commerce Department found evidence that U.S. growers were being hurt by Mexican tomato imports priced below market value. But tariffs weren't initially adopted as both countries agreed to suspend the duties. The Trump administration pulled out of that deal last year, resulting in tariffs on imports of Mexican tomatoes. At the request of two Mexican producers and a U.S. wholesaler, the ITC will now revisit the original anti-dumping order to see if its removal would hurt U.S. growers, according to a Federal Register notice. Fertilizer, ethanol giants team up on low-carbon pilot. A top manufacturer of hydrogen and nitrogen products and the world's biggest producer of corn-based ethanol are teaming up on a pilot project to develop a low-carbon fertilizer supply chain. The plan involves CF Industry Holdings and POET working with big agriculture co-ops in a bid to show that lower-emitting nitrogen fertilizer can shrink corn's carbon dioxide footprint and pave the way for lower-carbon U.S. ethanol for motor fuel and export. The pilot includes Windfield United, the crop inputs and insights business of Land O'Lakes, along with ag cooperatives New Way, K&H, New Cooperative, and Farmers Cooperative, CF Industries says. Participants will track the carbon intensity certification of the low-carbon fertilizer produced by CF and sold from its distribution network through retail channels and ultimately to corn growers across Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, and Nebraska. POET's facilities will then use the corn in Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska for producing ethanol. Here's today's final word. Finalizing the RVO proposal with robust volumes and reallocation will have a near immediate positive impact on domestic production and demand for domestic feedstocks, improving the bottom line for America's soybean and canola farmers. That the word of Kurt Kovarik, Vice President of Federal Affairs for Clean Fuels, in a letter to President Trump expressing hope that proposed 45Z rules would be publicized this week. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, January 27th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.